Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 264. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Bunch of guys on the show talking about a bunch of apps in the hopes that maybe we could talk about an app you guys have never heard of before. You hear it on the show, you install it on your phones, and then you're forever indebted to us. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get into some apps and some listener emails and voicemails. Start with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hallelujah, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Good. Better than normal.
But you could be a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm like a little above average.
Well, that's good.
High normal.
It's better than being below average.
This is true.
Which puts you a little bit more above average.
And you're doing good yourself, sir?
I'm doing good enough, except for it really hurts to swallow. But hopefully that doesn't come across.
Dude. I'm not gonna say to take any meds.
I was gonna say, is your name
Doctor? I was gonna do it for the sake of the show, but I was thinking of trying to say something funny, but there's nothing funny about door with a sore throat.
No.
Tea and honey.
Hmm.
That's what you need.
You know, not to take the spotlight off you, door, but I kinda went on a new diet. Oh man, guys. I've been like putting on some pounds, and seriously, I this is cyclic. You guys know me for a long time. I'm on something and off of it, on and off. Well, I'm trying something new, and what I'm trying to convince myself this time is that bread and sugar just don't exist on this planet. I'm going to literally pretend like I can't get them. Like they just don't exist, never have, never will, and just eat everything else and see what happens.
That's a great plan, because sugar is one of the worst things possible to put into your body, and bread's not that good for you either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most sickness is caused by sugar.
Right. I would think that.
I'll just say technically sugar is a drug, and it should be handled like a drug.
Like caffeine.
Yeah. They're drugs. Shouldn't just go crazy with them.
I agree.
And bread is what my logic is. For millennia. Okay. Even if you believe the earth is only 6,000 years old. For a long time, humans ate no bread. Ate no grain. Mm-hmm. We didn't know grains. We ate berries, vegetables, and protein. So to me, the human body is not conditioned for a lot of grain. So I believe bread should not be at all eaten at every kind of meal. It's very bad, but
I agree. I'm with you.
I know, but it's tasty.
I know.
What about cow's milk?
We're the only thing on the planet that drinks another things milk, and that freaks me out when I stop and think about it.
Yeah, someone was the first for that. Hey guys, hold my water and watch this.
Are you must? He must have had to be really thirsty, like super thirsty.
Yeah, I don't.
Or it was a dare.
It was a dare.
It could have been a dare. Like, no, really, guys, that was not bad. Come here.
You guys got any chocolate?
Let me throw it in this barrel and pound it with a stick. Oh, wow, that makes it thick. Let's smear that on some new thing we call bread.
Voila.
How about, wait, this has been sitting out in the sun for what, a week? Let me taste that. Yeah. Let's call this cheese. Yeah. All right, boys. Like I said at the beginning of the... Wait, let me introduce Eric. Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Doing good, man. I'd say well, medium well. Yeah, medium well.
Little pink in the middle?
Yeah.
Good, man. Good. Hey, guys, we got a contest going on here. If you want to win an LG G watch, lucky you. We're giving one away. In about 3 weeks from now?
I'd say 2 weeks from airtime.
2 weeks from airtime of the show. Maybe. We're giving away an LG G watch. All you got to do is join the AAA club at podnuts.com/AAA club. Name and email. You get into our list. We send you cool stuff. We never spam you. We invite you to the live show. You get behind the scenes. It's just, it enhances your AAA experience.
Yes.
And you could win a watch.
And I do believe, from what I read, the service that we're using does try to identify fraudulent double joins. So, the people out there who've done that, I know who you are.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Nice.
Knucklehead.
All right. Well, how about this? I have got a bunch of emails that you guys have written us. Let's get them read. I'm going to start off by clicking my little green Android App Addicts label as my Gmail loads.
Hey, can I say something about the list too? When people sign up, you know how our first winner hasn't responded to us yet? We may say you're from Tennessee and you're actually not, because I know somebody who joined the club and they're definitely from Illinois, and it showed them up as Wisconsin in the email that came to me from the company who's taking care of all that.
Really?
Yeah. And I asked him, I go, did you put Wisconsin? He's like, no.
Well, no, it's based upon IP addresses, which is always regional. It's never exact.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, I'm trying to load up a voicemail here. So if you guys want to talk amongst yourselves.
Well, that's, you know, that's my, he's on the same cellular network as I am. So I'll probably show up as somewhere like that too.
Well, yes. And it does matter if you sign up from your phone or your computer. Or your work computer, or, you know, because different connections have different things.
That's true. I'm pretty sure he signed up from, because he's one of the 12. One of the 12 of us who uses U.S. Cellular.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm finally going to play this because I gotta respect the man. This is Cody's email. I think I've been trying to play for the past, the voicemail I've been trying to play for the past 3 weeks. I finally got this phone hooked up to my mixer, so it should be a little bit better audio quality. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Cody Cooper again, calling into Android App Addicts. And fellas, brellas, I'm fired up. I'm about to ignite. I'm so fired. Okay, a couple things. First, Jeff Halish, and to a certain extent, Steven Eric, taking little jabs at the door for running Linux, at least on two episodes. This past week, week before, and probably 6 months from now, knowing when you're actually going to play it or hear this voicemail. I don't appreciate it, fellas. Come on. Remember what kind of software powers those phones you're using to review these applications that you're using. Enough said, right? Number two, Eric Ardini. Whoa, buddy. We need to have some sort of a showdown here. Perhaps on the show, maybe we'll revive a little contest we ran in the past.
So violent.
I heard you giving me some flack calling one of the expensive applications you brought to the show a Cody Cooper app. Those of you who don't remember, many episodes ago, I bought a $25 game, Demon Score. I still owe a good game. I just want to remind you. Well, first of all, congratulate you. You guys are doing very better. Doing a lot better at mentioning the app during and after the end of every review. I commend you for that. But maybe if you took a little bit of that focus, just a tad, just a smidge, and remembered to mention podnets.com/Amazon, our Podnets affiliate link to Amazon, every single episode, you might be racking up just a little bit more money to buy those apps, those Cody Cooper apps. And don't you forget it.
What an angry man.
Battery at 1%. I'm out.
One?
Cody.
He's also violent to his battery.
He's one of the 1%.
He is a fan of, like, Street Fighter. The game.
Yeah. But, you know. So that's where the anger comes from?
Well, I'm guessing maybe that's not enough of an outlet. Maybe he needs Street Fighter 2 Alpha or something.
I think Dor's paying him to call in and try to keep us from razzing Dor.
No. If anything, I would pay him to stop, because there's no doubt in my mind all he's doing is subconsciously planting a seed for people like Jeff House to come on and say, Linux sucks.
Yeah, I mean, just when I thought I was over all that and I thought that it was cool to talk to Dor again, I'm like, oh, that's right.
And see,
I forgot he's on that show.
He just reignited you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one good thing, he said, is promoting podnets.com/Amazon. Those of you who are using that link, it's showing. That link is rocking, and it's really bringing a lot of revenue into Podnuts. So if you're not using podnets.com/Amazon every time you make an Amazon purchase, do it. And if you are, thank you guys very much. It's really, really helping.
Yeah, I'll just say, if we got like 25,000 downloads a show, I don't know if we would have to work. I'm just saying.
Good point. All right, let's do another voicemail here. Here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Todd. I just got to say, you know, I've listened to 200 and probably 47 of the 250 episodes. And unfortunately, I got to say, when Steve C says, I'll edit that out, I'm not even, it ain't going to happen. That's a bad thing. He's a busy guy. He's got stuff to do, but, you know, just, you can skip it. You don't even have to say that, Steve. You're a good guy. Don't worry about it. Take care.
I'm definitely going to edit that out.
Honestly, Todd pinged me and said, did I come up like a jerk? I didn't want to come off like a jerk. I was trying to rib him, but when I hung up, I thought I was coming off like a jerk.
I'll be honest. The first time I heard it, I thought, is he really upset with me? Like, is it really bothering him? And then I listened to it again, and I'm like, he's just joking around. And thank you, Todd.
If he didn't,
that needed to be said, and you are the man that said it.
Honestly, if he didn't say this is Todd in the beginning of the message and I didn't know who it was, then I might have thought they were upset. But once I heard this is Todd, I knew something was coming. Something was coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I have the whole, I'll edit it out. If I ever get t-shirts made, and that'll be my slogan on mine.
I'm sorry, but we don't do sound effects in any Podnut show. But if we did, that would be the sound effect right there.
For me. For me. Dora's going to be not trying to sound dumb.
Or I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And mine'll be a clown horn. Mine's going to be a real sound effect, not some that might be something different I could come up with, but it wouldn't be my own voice saying something I always say, because I could just say it.
Your Harpo?
yeah, like that.
Well, you know, the only place you could get like sound effects from the show has been removed from the Android market. Mm-hmm. If anybody tries to get the Android App Addicts soundboard from the Android market, it's been removed by Google because we emphasize the word Android in our app, and we don't own that term.
Well, and
so
we should change the name to the Google Soundboard.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The official Google Soundboard.
Yeah, and I'll say the same thing happened to Caleb Faltz's Android App Addicts companion app.
Yeah. I emailed him twice, and I said, it's the name of our show. Can we talk about this? And then the second time I said, I think I said something mean. I can't remember.
I was reading today something about they said that after you get pulled, you need to appeal it, and then you'll actually have a human look at your case.
Okay.
So if you still want to give it a try, it may be worth it.
I didn't know they had humans at Google.
They do after it's pulled.
I don't think they do. I think they just have really, that's where they bump you up to the second tier of Python scripts.
Level 2 Python scripts. That's awesome, Dora. All right, this one's from Mark. He says, I've been meaning to submit this for a long time. I don't see screen time on the list in the spreadsheet. Screen time has changed how our family manages the Nexus 7 tablets. We no longer have to police the boys like before over them waking up too early to sneak some tablet time in, or having to be the bad guys limiting their tablet time every day. This app is awesome, having about every feature you could wish for. It's called Screen Time Parental Control. Let me throw it here in the chat for the boys and anybody who's watching live. And it looks like it's an app that it's a parental control app. It gives you control over how your kids spend time on their tablets and phones. It's called Screen Time Parental Control by Screen Time Labs. Any experience with this, fellas?
My kids are above the age of me controlling them like that. But if they were younger, this would definitely be something I would do. Whoa. I was just watching the video, and Mom really comes off kind of mean it about 15 seconds into the video. It's crazy. But it's a great idea.
I'm just really happy you said mean, because I was afraid you were going to say she comes off as like hot.
Double. Wow, she's mean.
Yeah, so I think it's a super idea. The less screen time kids get, I think the better.
Yeah. Only adults should, you know, ruin their lives by staring at computers and tablets.
And I'd like at 45 seconds how Mom's kind of rubbing in her face. She's like, the daughter's all sad, and mom's like all smiling. Hey, I hit the turn off button on you.
Dude, mom is horrible.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I will say this one went under Dora's radar, so I'm going to have to revisit this one. I'll say, unlike the video, I don't mind being the bad guy. I like, to a degree, my children fearing me. not, you know, crying fearing me, but, you know,
yeah. Fear, respect. You got presence over them.
You got to keep them afraid so they'll respect, so they'll trust, you know, you can trust them that way.
I don't want to go that far because, but, you know.
Oh, that's wives. I'm sorry.
Nudge, nudge. Yes. But I'm going to definitely check it out because any assistance I can get in helping, because I'll lose track of time sometimes too, of how long they've been doing something. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark Gamut. He shared that post with the AAA Club. So anybody who's privileged enough to be in that club got to see that one early.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Mark. Todd writes, Boxer, a better inbox. Hey, guys, just wanted to share an app with y'all. I guess you could say this one is the standard email overlay that most apps tend to use, augmenting the UI to be a slightly different animal. Like I said, it's called Boxer, a better inbox. A couple of things I like about this app compared with some others. It has an options pane where you long press an email that gives you the following choices: like, to do, quick, label, archive, delete, spam. While it's not groundbreaking, it has some well thought out features. I like to save to Evernote and to do features. If you allow the app to text five of your contacts, you automatically get a free upgrade. You and the recipient. You can get exchange capability for $9.99 upgrade. Hope you have a chance to check it out. I've been using it for a couple of days now, and I'm very pleased with it. Keep up the great shows. Todd, DJ Noob, sent using Boxer.
I think they may have changed the name of it a little bit, because I see Boxer free email app in the store.
Yeah.
From September 29th. Or I think they may have changed it to that.
Yeah.
It seems.
Did he give me a link?
I have the email open now, Steve. In his email, this is very unlike Todd. I will just say this. I'm not calling him out or anything, but he's typically ultra good about sending links. But there isn't a link in this email, but I did find it here, Eric. I'll put it in the chat.
I already had it there.
Yeah, this was the one. I'm 99% sure. The one feature that really caught my eye was simple linking to email accounts, but I also liked the fact that right from the email, you could, in minimal clicks, create a scheduled event. So if an email deemed a calendar event or a scheduled event or a reminder, it did seem very quick.
Nice. Hmm. That's a good idea.
I'm pretty sure. That's
pretty cool. Sweet. Cool. Thanks for that one, Todd. Mucho appreciado. Jay Noya Knight shared a post with the AA Club. This one is called Wi-Fi. Oh, it's basically talking about the Wi-Fi calling and Wi-Fi extenders for better service at home from T-Mobile. Is T-Mobile the only service that got on this Wi-Fi calling thing, or do the other carriers do it too?
I want to say Sprint does it, but
okay,
not positive.
Very cool. One of you guys brought Horizon, didn't you? Because Canon St. Rose shared that one at the club.
I believe that's right. Where I got it from too. Canon, listen, there's no way I can put this. I've said it in the past. Seriously, there's a lot of people I love. I wish I could meet him. The links he shares, he's my personal curation of cool. He never shares junk. He never shares spam. He never shares stupid stuff. He only shares top shelf stuff. So when I saw him share this app, I knew I had to look at it, and it immediately hooked me. I was sold on it as soon as I saw it.
That's awesome, man. Great compliment.
I have to agree. Everything he's shared with us is totally top notch. I agree.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'll throw out there, once again, I'm embarrassed. Earlier this week, I said I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to admit I didn't know about MKBHD until him.
I don't know what that is.
MKBHD is a brand. It's a guy. He does a lot of good Android videos. The quality of the image and the audio is second to none. The fact that the video starts near instantaneous. He gets into it, right into the review. Not a lot of hype, not a lot of junk, not a lot of crap, not a lot of stupid, not a lot of story, not a lot.
But it makes you sound professional when you have an intro by an announcer. I'm talking about podcasts. I despise
that kind of stuff.
Me too.
And he just gets into it, gets into the goods, gets into the honest stuff. He will speak bad about stuff. He will speak good about stuff. He appears to be one of the most unbiased people, right? Unbiased people there is. And it
unbiased.
Was unbiased. And it was all because of Canna. You're the man, period.
We should have him on the show, Cannon.
Well, as long as he's good. Yeah.
Cannon or Cannon?
I don't know. I just read it.
I have invited Marcus to the show, and he did not take us up on it yet. I was a little concerned about Marcus because he's got a big cast on one of his arms, and he didn't explain why that happened.
I'm sure it was because of the big phone. He had one of those gigantic phones.
Probably.
That's funny. Well, the app Canon sent us was Horizon, and it allows you to record horizontal videos no matter how you hold your device.
Exactly. And it's only $1 for the paid version. Bang for the buck. Camera apps. I'm not a camera guy. This blew me away. So I personally suggest everyone go out and spend the buck.
Yeah, definitely. Bobby Yakuzo sent us this one in the AAA Club. He says, I should stop reading the AAA Club and just make everybody join. He says, look what came back into the Play Store and is back in English. It went away for a while. Glad it's back. It's the Battle Cats. AAA actually reviewed this a long time ago, and I downloaded it based on the suggestion, became addicted, and then bam, all in Japanese, and then gone from the Play Store. Enjoy. I'll put the link in the chat, but it's Battle Cats from Ponos, P-O-N-O-S.
Yeah, and you guys ready for the honest truth?
Yeah, always.
Sure. You know who brought this app, right?
Cody?
Yes. So Cody gets a tip of the hat from a listener when he's not even on the show. Touche, Cody. Touche. Good job.
That's good.
Yeah, but I'm afraid to install this app.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I remember when Cody brought it. Like, the cats have all like different sized legs and weird things going on with them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Jesse writes, "Hey guys, this is Jesse in St. Peter's. My app pick is the Google Hangouts Dialer. This app finally allows you to make phone calls with your Google Voice number straight from your Google Hangouts app. You don't have to do the weird callback thing through your computer. It's a plug-in app, so for now the Google Voice app and the Hangouts app have to be installed as well. Maybe I should have called in and left a voicemail to test the app out."
Good call.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
I will say, the only hook or crook, you have to have Hangouts installed, Google Voice installed, and then open up Google Voice. Say yes, use Google Hangouts, and then go into Hangouts, settings, the account, and you have to click a box that will enable incoming phone calls. That's the only trick you got to do.
I see. That's awesome, though, that they're doing that. And thanks, Jesse, for reminding us. Next one's App Dialer from Todd. Fast App Search. He says, "Hey guys, came across this unique app search dialer. I must admit I'm intrigued. However, I think my tendency to group apps into folders is probably a faster way to search for my apps." So I put that in the chat. Wow. It looks like it is called App Dialer Fast App Search from Alexei Mazny. We didn't bring this, did we?
No.
I don't remember this. It looks interesting. I don't know if I could ever use that, though. Like, takes me back to texting on an old flip phone or something.
Mm-hmm. The old, I believe it's called T9 keyboard. So if you're one of those people who used to, with the 9 or actually 12 number keyboard, be able to do insanely fast texting, this app is right up your alley.
That's what this does?
Yeah, you literally can open it up, and if you want Dropbox, you would literally have to hit 3, 7, 6.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
It's for somebody.
It is for somebody.
Just not named Steve C.
That's true. I can't judge. Thank you, Todd, for bringing that. Next one is from Michael. He says, "Hello, fellers from Houston, Texas. Just wanted to along an app that I found last night. I guess he meant pass along an app that I found last night. It's a nice little time killer. It's called Wobbles, and it's on the Play Store. Thanks for a great show. I listen to you while I'm working. You guys make getting through another day at work much better. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
There's no link, but I'm assuming you can just do a search for Wobbles and see what comes up in the Play Store. Have you guys tried it?
Oh, I have not yet.
Let's see. Wobbles. I'm curious to see what this looks like. Is it a dubstep app? Wobbles by Play Nimbus. That looks pretty cool. It's this dude who has something in his mouth. Oh, it's his nose. It's his nose. Okay.
Let's say you're freaking me out, dude.
Well, it looked like he had one of those, like, something in his mouth. Anyway.
Okay, well, yes, I see what you mean.
How did I miss this one? It's pretty neat. It looks like it's a platformer with a bunch of dudes with big red noses. Kind of like a... What was that? Kilroy, the guy looking over the edge of the wall at you, nose.
Yeah.
Who's Kilroy?
I don't even know what it is. It's just
Vietnam War graffiti, I would say, that soldiers used to do.
Ah, I gotcha. Wobbles. Thank you, Michael. Mucho apreciado, sir. This one's from Kyle. He says, hey, guys, since episode 227, I've been using Simply Text, which I think was an Eric app. Anyway, I think I might have found a replacement. Evolve SMS is a free app in the Play Store with two in-app purchases available. Let's see. The app also has some pretty small but useful features like swiping left takes you to the next conversation on your list. It has progress bars to show how far along an email or video is when sending. Does a bunch of other cool stuff. Check it out and let me know what you think. P.S. Steve, so you don't get yelled at by the other listeners, that was Evolve SMS by Clinter Apps. Thank you, Kyle. I would not have remembered that. Dude, if anybody sent us an email, do what Kyle just did there, please.
Yeah, Kyle gets props.
He gets mad props for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried this one, Eric?
I did. I used it and I liked it probably every bit as much as I liked Mighty Text. It's a great app.
Simply Text, you mean?
Simply Text, yeah. Simply Text is actually made by Mighty Text, I think.
Oh, gotcha.
But anyway, this one's neat because the thing where you swipe over to see your old text, like you'd swipe to the left, and then the next the person you were texting with before that comes up, swipe to the left, the chat conversation before that comes up, and you can quickly go through the chat conversations you've had with people.
I can't get off Simply Text. I love it.
Right. Well, I'll say I'm not a fan of texting. Everyone knows this. This worked really smooth on my Moto X. I'm not going to lie. It was really nice if I was a texter. But I will say on my OnePlus, Hangouts is working perfectly with texting, which I never thought I would say. Hangouts was always really slow and annoying, and I didn't like it. On the OnePlus, it seems just as fast as SMS was on other SMS apps were on other devices. So I'm now just a purely Hangouts app guy.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Ah, traitor.
Hey,
I don't know if I've.
It's a good phone. I mean, I swear it has to be the phone that's doing it because every other device I've ever used Hangouts on, it's so slow.
Dor, I want you to play that game again. Remember that game? It was called like Tap Tap Click Click or some weird name where you just have to click the four buttons in
left right left right hardest. Left right up down.
Yeah,
I sucked at it. Yeah. It was actually me. You want me to say that? I will.
No.
No.
Why? You tried it on your new phone?
No, but I'm sure it was me.
I tried it on my Nexus 5, and it was so easy. There's nothing hard about that game.
Yes.
Try it on horrible.
But you're a musician, what? Steve. You have conditioned yourself to have rhythm.
It's not that. Me. Try it on your new phone. I want to do just it's an, as an experiment. Fine, just do it as an
I'm
experiment.
Installing it right now.
I have had horrible experience with that app myself on the S3. So, yeah, I'm interested too to see if Dor can improve because then when I get my new phone, if that ever happens, I will I'll try it too.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
You gotta get a new phone. Forgot about that. Good call, Steve. See, man.
Thanks. All right, let's do one more email here. This one is from Todd's. He says, hey, Todd, not Todd's. Hey, guys, checking out the Cloud Goo app for sharing capabilities. And it's called Cloud Goo, parentheses TM, end parentheses, from Squilp LLC. And I'll put that in the chat. It is an app that basically allows you to, what does it do? Makes using cloud storage mobile friendly, unified, and cheap. Cloud Connect cloud drives. Cloud Goo gives you the full view of your files no matter where they're stored. Use one app instead of many of the cloud apps. We didn't bring this one up, did we? It looks familiar, but...
There's been a couple of these. I don't believe this is the one that we talked about.
I think I've got this installed, but I haven't set it up yet. So I remember that icon.
Yeah, something looks familiar about it. He goes on to say, he just listened to episode 254, and the concern mentioned by Steve C. was being able to create a shareable link on the fly. Here's an MP3 file attachment that I shared directly from the app. Is a link a better solution than sharing the actual file, or would it depend on what you're working on? I see advantages in both ways. So he sent me this MP3 directly from there. That's pretty cool. Thanks, Todd. I'm going to check it out. I do need to get that sharing a little quicker from OneDrive, so...
Would sharing a link work for you for what you're doing?
Yeah, I'd be happy with a link. I just want to do it in one click instead of four.
Mm-hmm. And one drive isn't one click? I'm just saying. I don't expect them to follow.
You gotta go to start, my drive, and then all drives, well, and then find the folder it's in. It's Windows XP.
Well, here's the thing. Dropbox makes when you right click on a drop, or how do you do it? When you right click on a folder that's in Dropbox, you have the option to make a shareable link right from the menu, the Windows menu. Mm-hmm. OneDrive does not, which is a Microsoft product, does not have that in the Windows contextual menu.
Steve.
I'm like, damn, son.
They literally went from Windows 8 to Windows 8.1 to Windows 10. A company that's been around for 30 years that has issues counting, I wouldn't necessarily trust with making good applications. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I do have to say, I've been using this Windows, HP Windows machine for about 3 years now. It is a workhorse, and I'm actually really happy with my Windows experience. I was thinking about it today before we even mentioned this, that I'm able to do everything I need to do with Windows.
Great. Okay, so that just means have you properly trained. That's all that means, because anybody can do anything they need to get done on any operating system. It's just a question of if they're properly trained.
Some things crash. Some have crappy apps or not what you need. And
I'm sure if you ask the people who developed that, they'll blame you. Say it's your fault, whether it's Windows, Mac, or Linux.
I'm just saying, I haven't had many problems.
Except for, it's impressive. Sharing.
It must be HP, because I've been really happy with my laptop.
That
too.
Makes two of you. Everybody else
I would
hates
never
it.
Have said that HP made a good product in the past, dude, until I got this one.
Right. I think that's around the same time mine was released. When people buy laptops, I used to recommend no brand. I'd be like, dude, they're all the same. Just doesn't matter. But now I would recommend HP.
Not Lenovo ThinkPads? I mean, really? With all the ports on them? I mean, come on.
I've never
been a fan. I did recommend Lenovo's. I did.
Really?
I wouldn't now.
No.
Didn't I send you a really crappy Lenovo?
Worst computer. I love laptops. that was the worst computer I've ever used.
That was the worst computer I've ever used also. That was a horrible, horrible thing for Lenovo to do right there.
Absolutely. Hey, John joined us. John, I accidentally invited the whole AA club, but we're in the middle of doing a show. You're welcome to hang out and stay there if you want and listen. No problemo. But it was an accident. All right. Yeah, but you can definitely hang there. See, guys, if you join the AA club, you get to get in on these accidents we have.
Yeah. I'll just say,
join our square circle.
I'll just say this accident, something tells me it's going to lead into this becoming almost a regular thing.
Yeah, maybe.
If, you know,
it was a happy accident.
If a listener has a good app they want to bring, they can, except for Cody Cooper, they could bring it.
This is true, Dor. This is true.
I love you, Cody.
All right, well, we have about 11 emails left, so we're going to take another hour, and I'm going to read them right now. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to save them for next week, but you can send us more if you want at mail@aaa@podnuts.com, or you could give us a voicemail at 7076-PODNUT. I got my phone hooked up all sweet into the mixer now, so it's going to be high audio quality, and I have a good app to play them, so no more voice mess-ups. All right. I think that's going to be it, guys. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Anything we want to say before we end off, Dor?
Thanks, everyone, for using podnuts.com/Amazon. Don't forget Samsung Smartwatch 2, guy. You're supposed to email us. And don't forget LG G Watch. All you got to do, podnuts.com/AAA Club, and you are entered.
That's right. Eric?
I would have to, as crazy as this may sound for me saying, agree with Cody Cooper. And if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, use our podnuts.com/Amazon link. And I just talking to somebody today who's like, oh man, I can't wait. I'm going to hook up with Amazon Prime. And I totally forgot to tell them. So I'm going to go back there tomorrow and tell them, hey, don't use Amazon Prime yet. Let me check out your browser and save a favorite for you real quick.
Save a favorite.
Well, no,
click this one every time.
Add something to your bookmark bar.
You don't even have to do that. That's one of the trick gimmicks. Okay. Shooting straight with everyone. You go to that website once. That's a 30-day cookie. That's there for 30 days. So the next 30 days, if they ever go to Amazon, it's there. The only way to get rid of it is to literally clear your cookies out, which only incompetent antivirus does. So,
Are you sure it's 30 days? I haven't checked in a long time.
I read about 2 months ago that it was 30 days.
Oh, cool. Hey, John, you want to say anything to folks before we end off? Awesome.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.